You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. 911 called after an elderly man found lying unconscious in the middle of the street. Washington, D.C. EMTs say the man, Reggie Brown, has injuries consistent with assault. He dies at the scene. Surveillance video shows a group of teen girls chasing the elderly man down and then beating him viciously. Suspects ID'd as five girls between ages 12 and 15. The oldest tells cops they decided to, quote, beat someone up because they were bored.
Nancy, the 15-year-old, now testifying as a key witness against one of the younger girls who refused to accept a plea deal. She says the girls were hanging out at a skate park when she suggested they find someone to beat up. After chasing Brown down, one of the teens started recording the attack, taunting the victim while her friends hit and kicked him. One of the comments mocked the man for bleeding, quote, "You're leaking."
Three of the girls plead guilty to aggravated assault, the remaining two now on trial for second-degree murder. Seattle cops respond to reports about a man sitting on the edge of a bridge over train tracks. When police arrive, the man hops over the bridge railing onto a cement ledge, telling cops to leave him alone. They try to talk the man off the ledge. He slips, falling 25 feet onto the tracks below. Cops spring into action, aware of headlights from an oncoming train. Just feet away, one cop drags the man to safety seconds before the train roars through. The man, now in the hospital, recovering from multiple fractures, lucky to be alive. Thank you, Seattle Police. More crime and justice news after this.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A 14-year-old Georgia boy has now pleaded not guilty to murder charges in connection with a deadly mass shooting at Appalachie High School. We hear details now from Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Colt Gray, who was indicted last Thursday, entered his plea through his attorney, waiving an arraignment initially scheduled for next month. Gray now faces 55 counts, including multiple murder charges related to the deaths of four victims. Those killed were two teachers and two 14-year-old students. The devastating attack also left another teacher and eight students wounded, seven of whom were struck by gunfire. Gray's father, Colin Gray, has also been indicted on 29 counts, including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. He is set to be arraigned on November 21st, though he has yet to enter a plea. Both father and son are being held in custody without bail, with Colt in a juvenile detention center in Gainesville and his father in the Barrow County Jail. This case marks a significant moment in Georgia's legal history, as Colin Gray is the first adult in the state to be charged in relation to a school shooting. Prosecutors allege that he shares responsibility for the attack, drawing comparisons to the case of Jennifer and James Crumbley, the Michigan parents who were convicted after their son's school shooting in 2021. Investigators say Colt Gray meticulously planned the attack, smuggling a semi-automatic rifle onto a school bus hidden inside a poster board. Reports suggest that he had documented his plans, including diagrams and potential body counts, before opening fire at the school. The incident took place just as Colt's family and school officials had been discussing the possibility of enrolling him in counseling or psychiatric treatment. His mother had previously expressed concerns about his access to firearms, asking Colin Gray to secure his guns. The parents lived apart at the time of the shooting.
Further disturbing details have emerged in the investigation, including reports that Colt Gray idolized previous school shooters, even creating what investigators described as a shrine. Authorities in King County, Washington, have detained a 15-year-old boy in connection with the deaths of five family members, including two adults and three teenagers, at a home near Seattle. The teen waived his right to appear in court, where a judge found probable cause for five counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted first-degree murder. An 11-year-old girl, also injured in the attack, remains hospitalized in satisfactory condition. The incident occurred in Falls City, about 25 miles east of Seattle, where police responded to reports of gunfire early Monday morning. Deputies found five victims inside the home and arrested the teen, who was also living there. Investigators believe the victims, all related, were fatally shot. The teen, who has no prior criminal history, is being held at a juvenile detention facility with no further arrests expected. This marks the 32nd mass killing in the U.S. this year. This according to data from our friends with the Associated Press and USA Today.
Thanks, John. Parishioners worried when Sparta, Tennessee pastor Roy Whited, 64, doesn't show up to give his Sunday morning sermon, then won't answer his phone. Neighbor Doug Watts has a spare key to Roy's home and checks on him. His truck's in the driveway with the keys sitting on the console. His phone's in the charger inside the home. All Roy's clothes and other belongings untouched. Another neighbor remembers Roy arriving home 3:30 p.m. Friday, then heading out for his usual afternoon walk about an hour later. No one has seen or heard from Roy Whited in 5 months. 5'11", 175 pounds, graying blonde hair, glasses, short beard. If you have info on Pastor Roy Whited, please call White County, Tennessee Sheriffs, 931-703-8957. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.